This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All righty, I'm back. After being off for the last couple of weeks, welcome into the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. And the news of the day, Governor Tim Walz had decided not to run for re-election for Minnesota governor. And simply put, this decision was forced. He was forced into this position. Governor Walz is, right now, he's being painted the face of fraud. With what has happened with the Feeding Our Future scandal. Is that fair? I say yes and no. I say yes because, let's keep it real. When things happen on your watch and you are essentially the CEO of the state, there is no question that there is accountability that you have to take. There's ownership of things that you may not be personally responsible for, but you acknowledge that bad actors have willfully done wrong in our state, and you own that. Now, it may suck for you, but the accountability part matters. That's the yes. And I also say no. And I say no because no one actually believes that Tim Walz had knowledge of all of this wrongdoing and was just okay with it and just said, you know, I'm just going to let it happen. Like, no. I don't believe that was the situation. Now, the Minnesota Department of Education, in the fall of 2020, they had suspicions and confronted the Feeding Our Future organization with the Attorney General's office being contacted. Feeding Our Future then threatened a lawsuit, which they did. And then in the spring of 2021, the Minnesota Department of Education, they went to the FBI and they said that they were concerned that Feeding Our Future was committing fraud. That's kind of like where the timeline starts. Now, we can look and say that he didn't do enough, that he didn't have enough accountability on the front end, because, of course, we're going to see how things like play out with people being indicted, people being charged, people being held accountable. But the accountability part on that, I don't think that he has to look and say, well, I'm the person in charge of getting this person in jail. He has to be accountable for maybe he didn't do enough. And that's a look in the mirror type of situation. But I think for Tim Walz, an understanding that he steps away from looking at trying to get reelected, he knows, okay, that President Trump has seized this moment to go after the Somali community. And recently, the they freezed up the child care funds in the state. And I think that ultimately, Tim Walz understands and he knows that right now, with all of the negativity, with all of the headlines, with all of the narratives, that, you know what, right now, I got to just do my job. I can't think about trying to get reelected. I have to not even think about that, because he doesn't want Minnesotans to be attacked in this way. Because right now, you get the feel like, as a Minnesotan, you are under attack. People are talking about you. In 651-461-9226. I mean, how do you feel about that? I don't think anybody feels good about it. You can't. Minnesota politics and where this goes, it's going to get really, really interesting. I think that you should download, you should podcast. Kendall Qualls was on with Jason DeRussia on Drive Time with DeRussia, because I think that a lot of people are looking and saying that if you look at the candidates on the GOP side, what have we been hearing for the last few months? If you can't beat a vulnerable Walls now, you'll never, ever be able to get anything done. But now that Walls is no longer there, and now the name that comes up is Amy Klobuchar, that's not the name that Republicans want to see. That's not who they want to oppose. That's not who they want to go up against. Tim Pawlenty was on earlier today on the Chad Hartman show, and T-Paw talked about Amy Klobuchar potentially being the candidate for Minnesota governor.
So I'll just tell it to you straight. If she gets in the race, she is going to be very, very formidable. It's going to take an extraordinary effort and a lot of luck to beat her in the blue state of Minnesota. Again, some of this is going to depend on what else happens for the rest of the year relative to the macro environment, what happens with Trump. And, you know, there's some possibility that mistakes can be made on a campaign trail, but she's a seasoned campaigner, and obviously a cautious or measured person. She's not likely to make a lot of big mistakes. So I'll just say this. If she gets in the race, she will be very, very formidable.
All right, so that was Tim Pawlenty on podcast, that as well, on the Chad Hartman show earlier today. But I love your reaction to everything that's happened here in the last 24 hours with Governor Tim Walz. 651-461-9226. You can call, you can text. Because I am very interested, intrigued by what you may think. Because I think that the Amy Klobuchar part to me is intriguing, because Kendall Qualls, who was a candidate on the GOP side, stated in his interview podcastable on Drive Time with DeRussia, he essentially tried to paint the picture that Amy Klobuchar is somehow, some way, you're going to tie fraud to her. Like, in terms of, like, she's got to wear that, and I think that that is the furthest thing from the truth. I think that Mr. Qualls will try to paint that picture. He will try to take that leap and connect. I don't think that there's any rational person out there that's going to view it that way. I don't see that. How does that happen?
Former county attorney. I mean, I wouldn't want to go up against her when it comes to the fraud situation. This is the best counterpunch if she does indeed throw her hat into the race.
That's the wrong way for him to kind of paint the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, if that's the angle, I don't think it's a winnable angle. And I'll say this, too, because we got a couple of guests that will be on the show today, one political and one sports, that I do think that ultimately one of the things that came up with the, because everything's been kind of like, things have been percolating for a while, And then you had the Nick Shirley, the vlogger guy, mm-hmm. that kid who had the viral moment, right? The viral moment, however you want to look at it, because he never. I think that Lisa DeMuth, when she attached herself to that, I think she just put a dagger in her cause, in her candidacy. It's not going to move forward, I don't think. I think for her to attach herself and actually the party to that, I think that's going to look poorly.
Yeah, I think DeMuth would have been a strong case with no – she doesn't need strings attached to her bid. And I've said it for months that if there's one person on the right of the GOP that poses the biggest threat to Governor Walz being reelected, I personally think DeMuth is the biggest threat outside of maybe now Chris Maddow. So, not attaching yourself to some TikTok vlogger guy,
that's not going to
work. Not a good look.
Yep. All right, 651-461-9226. Reaction, phone calls, texts. Back in the building, The Lake Show, right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
In September, I announced that I would seek a historic third term as Minnesota's governor. And I have every confidence that if I gave it my all, we would win the race. But as I reflect on this moment with my family and my team over the holidays, I came to the conclusion that I can't give a political campaign my all.
I didn't select this music. That is something that Josh Wheeler did. I don't know what he has against Governor Tim Walz. But I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
End of the road. I get that. But when you look at this situation, one thing that you have to always understand, and this is with any office, any title, you have to understand that you're not bigger than the office. You're not bigger than the office. You are not bigger than the job. Mm-hmm. You're not bigger than the people. Because it's about the people.
Yep.
651-461-9226. And I think he understood that, and he understood the position that he was in. Let's go to Jeff in Sauk Rapids. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, Henry.
How you doing, man? Happy New Year. Oh, man. Man, I got you choked up tonight, Jeff.
Excuse me for that. Yeah. Yeah. I think most of this conversation with the governor, with the fraud, et cetera, is a little bit misguided, because what we're overlooking is the long-time reputation of ineptitude in the employment of Minnesota state employees.
Okay.
They're inept. Department of Health and Human Services is among the worst. Always has been. This has been a long-standing joke about state employment within Minnesota.
Let me say this though: if you have certain services and organizations within the state that aren't doing the job to the best of their ability, I mean, that part of it you got to take ownership of.
Yeah, but they don't care. There's been generally little or no oversight in most of this. Way back in the Plenty days, he talked about splitting up DHS because it was too big. It was uncontrollable. You know where that went? Nowhere. It went nowhere. And that's my frustration with this whole thing because, and again, I know I'm repeating myself, but the state of Minnesota has a reputation of basically lazy, dysfunctional employees as a result of the mismanagement of their departments, because that's just how we run it.
So let me ask you this. Do you think it was a good decision by him to say that I'm not going to run for a third term?
Oh, hell yeah. I'd have got out of there. Actually, I would have never even wanted to be governor of this place, to tell you the truth, that he successfully served two terms is admirable. I wouldn't even have taken a poke at it. If I would have taken a look at this broad state of, you know, all of the agencies, everything that we've... You think I would have wanted to take that job to run this joint? Hell no.
Is there anybody that stands out name-wise that you have heard of that potentially would be running for governor or have already announced that intrigues you?
Well, certainly Amy Klobuchar, absolutely, without a doubt. But I tell you what, they somehow have to be able to clean up the house, clean up these state agencies, make people accountable. DHS busted up. Man, that's a hell of a task. I don't know how you're going to do it.
All right, thanks for the phone call from Jeff in Stock Rapids. I appreciate it. 651-461-9226. A few texts here from the 651. Worst governor in America. He made Minnesota the laughingstock of the country. From the 952, I'd love to know what either Blois or the Republicans have to say about Trump posting an insane post about Governor Walz being involved in a plot to assassinate Representative Horpin and others. That part I'm actually going to ask with our 7 o'clock guest about that. That's a no-go. We understand and we know. I don't care what side of the political aisle that you're on, that President Donald Trump should apologize to the Horpin family. Like, that's just unacceptable. It should never have happened. But we continue to say that about things that Donald Trump does. Like, do I anticipate that he is going to step up and apologize for that conduct? He will not do it.
It's a new year.
He did not even call the governor when the Hortmans were assassinated. Mm-hmm. So do I expect him to now all of a sudden have some deep thought and look in the mirror and say, oh, I apologize for disrespecting your family in that way over the weekend? I don't think that that's going to be something that's going to happen. And from the 612, another text, the last thing that Tim Walz was thinking about when deciding to step down, or should I say being pressured to step down, was, oh my gosh, I got a job to do and I just can't do it good enough with what's going on. I do not believe that for one second. He wanted to run again. He realized that it was going to hurt the party, and he got pressure to step down. Like, I don't think that anybody would disagree with your text. And we know that he wanted to run again. And how do we know that? How do we know that? Because he ran again. That's how we know. That's how we know. We know that he wanted to run again because he ran again. He announced that he was running. And that was the very first thing that I said when we started this show, was that he was simply put recently under the microscope, even more so on a national level, with everything that's happening with the Somali community, because the Somali community is like, they are under the microscope and they are the face of the Feeding Our Future situation and the fraud, even though the person that actually created Feeding Our Future and the CEO, they're not Somali at all. But the bottom line is, that is the optics of it. That is the optics. And all the things that have happened here recently in the last, week and a half with the viral video and all this other stuff, whatever, it's a bad look. So, yeah, you get no debate from me. You get no pushback from me. I agree with you that he was in a spot where the headlines became a bit much. And at the end of the day, if you can't get past that part, it was going to be extremely difficult. Let's take one more phone call here from Lee in St. James. How you doing, Lee?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I think that if the GOP had waited until September, October, and made a huge push to blow this up, there's no way the DFL could have come away with a victory. I think that I know why it happened. You know, you got to follow the lead with a guy that's very reactive.
So wait. So you're saying that you actually think that the GOP should have held on to this a little bit. The timing isn't the greatest for them.
I'm saying with the news cycle as it is,
yeah,
that this happening now and them bringing in somebody new, if it's Klobuchar, you know, she's got a very, very good chance. I think if this would have blown up in September of October, if that's when they would have made the big push, which they obviously did right now, then I don't think the DFL would have to recover or to put together a campaign that could have overcome that.
Hey, Lee, I think that Klobuchar, it goes without question. She's formidable. She would be the top person that everybody would be attracted to. And I agree with you 100%. And I also believe that one of the things that's going to eventually blow up in the face of the GOP is the whole viral thing and them connecting themselves to this Nick Shirley, the young kid, the vlogger. I just don't think that that's going to play well with voters.
Yeah, I think she's going to be able to, especially with the experience she has.
Oh, man.
She can handle stuff, but they're going to have a hard time answering some questions. If they want to talk about being shady, they're going to have a hard time answering some questions, not to mention all the people they got trying to run.
All right. Thanks for the phone call from Lee and Say. Yeah. Thanks for the phone call. He cut out there a little bit over the final like 20 seconds of the phone call, but we get the gist and the point of it. I just think that if the optics that somebody like Kendall Qualls is saying that they are going to look and try to lump Amy Klobuchar in the same camp as Governor Walz with regards to fraud. Like, if you want to say, yeah, they're both Democrats, that works. But to kind of label them the same, especially like a former prosecutor, I don't think that's going to work at all.
No.
That's not going to work.
No.
So it'd be interesting to see how it all kind of plays out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, What's my asthma act up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.